Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
all that are gathered. Let me see who all is gathered here tonight. Just me and Brother Paul. Well, it's a gathering of the few. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Hallelujah. More entered into the room. Bless you all on this great first day of the week. Very grateful for all things. Grateful for the words spoken yesterday. Sin unto death. Is a lot going on in the realm of love. Hallelujah. 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 So that sinneth it shall surely die. For one, hallelujah. For one man, sin entered into the world, death by sin. And then one man, grace and mercy. And we thank Yah for that. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of Yahweh. Well, blessings. Again, all two are joined here this evening. It's evening here. A little bit after 6 p.m., about 6:05 Central Standard Time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Very grateful again for the word that's been preached throughout this week and the word that is yet to be preached. I pray that every one of us have an open heart, open mind, willing heart, willing mind, ready to receive the word with all readiness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are a people of light, children of the day, children of truth. We live life, the true life, the life that was ordained from the beginning. We know that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. So he's doing that this very hour. He's lying on our Elohim. He's lying on the Creator. He has the majority of all humanity in offense against the Most High, in defense against the Most High, in rebellion against the Most High. Hallelujah. 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 Well, we've been in a study for quite a few years in the book of Hebrews, and I enjoyed the journey, and I still continue to read and get more and more and more out of the book, because it's an epistle written to the children that Yah had given Messiah. Every time I read that, I'm just so encouraged. So overjoyed, so indicted in a good matter. It's very edifying to know that you have been called. But I see a lot of people that hear the calling, but they don't stay long enough in the calling to be chosen. The word says many are called, but few are chosen. Why? Because many do not remain. The word may have root for a little time, or it may have no root at all. But some, which is a few, they have taken the word of Yah and had increased with it. They have gained life. What did it cost them? Their life. Hallelujah. 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 Shalom Towboat 39. Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, Brother Paul. Everybody knows him as Brother Ugly. My dear brother. He's been blessed to work on some sets of the Star Trek Discovery television series. I think they're going into the fourth season. And I bet that Brother Ugly, Brother Paul, that it is probably a very wonderful learning experience with that kind of construction, because that kind of construction ain't just normal. But once you see the finished set, it's quite rewarding, I know, even though it might be for a heathen show, but still, hallelujah, God blesses the work of our hands. We are a fruitful people. We are a gifted people, and we should not forget that. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. So we have entered the book of Hebrews chapter 13. I'm going to pick up. I'm going to go back as we always do a little bit and move forward. Start at verse 12 and let us continue on this journey. Let us continue on this journey. It's been a good word. The book of Hebrews, it's been under fire, saying that it shouldn't be in here. We understand there are certain alterations by pensmen, but one thing we should never forget, we're healed and healed and delivered, have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, then we have the teacher. He will let us know what is the word, what is not the word. He's been faithful and just to not allow us to be ignorant. And I thank Yah for that spirit of knowing, spirit of knowledge, truth. Hallelujah. Will guide your hands, guide your feet, guide your eyes, guide your ears, guide your tongue. It's wonderful to be governed by the one that created all governments. He is the supreme. He is the majesty. He is the all in all. He is King of kings and master of masters. And it is evident without him we can do nothing. So let us continue. As wherefore Yeshua also, verse 12, that he might sanctify, set apart the people. Which people? The ones that Yah had given him. We read that early on in the book of Hebrews when it's setting up itself. The whole book, the whole epistle about the magnificence and majesty of Yeshua HaMashiach. Very beautiful, very rich. Very loving and continuing. Wherefore Yeshua also, that he might set apart the people with his own blood, he did it by the sacrifice of himself. It took his life. He tasted death for every man so that the children might enter into that life which he had created in the beginning. That life that was under attack when sin entered into the world and then death by sin. It's a beautiful thing that at the time when the deliverer came and then the law by the deliverer, as from time to time, there was no law. And death reigned. But until the law came, and it made known, it shed light. It showed light on sin. And then began the journey. It began the planting of the Most High Yah. Planted for many, many millennials. Until Yeshua HaMashiach, in the beginning was the Word, and Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. The same was in the beginning with Yah. The Word became flesh. We beheld him as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And not too many people are staying in this calling to behold him in grace and in truth. Not too many people are continuing to go from grace to grace, from faith to faith. They go from bitterness to bitterness and envy to envy and jealousy to jealousy. That's all they've known all their life. That's all they've been fashioned after. And they want to bring that mess over into this walk and perceive others in their own fallen state. So Yeshua, that he might sanctify his children with his own blood, he had to suffer without that. He had to go out of the mainstream. And because he suffered without the gate, he told us to go there forth, the children, unto him. And we got to go without the camp. We got to go outside of what is thought to be prescribed in man's terms, but not in Yah's terms. Said, let us, children of Yah, go forward, not backward. It's always forward. Therefore, unto him, who, Yeshua, HaMashiach, he was without the camp. He was hung, crucified, impaled on a tree without the camp. And we go without the camp bearing his reproach. Too many of us are still walking in this walk with our reproaches. No wonder you're failing in this and failing in that and having troubles here and wars there. You're worn after your own flesh. You're worn after your own reproaches. But if you are reproached for his sake, you should be happy. For this is our lot. Because we go out of what this world thinks that is in, religions. We suffer without the camp. We don't join ourselves to the many. We are called the few. And many that are called, again, few are chosen. One thing I'm thankful for, to be in the calling this far because of the blood of Yeshua. The more I stay in it, the more I walk in it, the more I understand its covering power, the more I understand its loving ability, the more I understanding day by day that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared, but the suffering causes me to be more patient, to be more long-suffering, to be more gentle, to be more loving. All that. Why? Because the children love to embrace life. The righteous children, they love judgment because they know judgment is there to help them be a stepping stone, to help them hone themselves, to help them know where they're falling short. They don't take it as an offense, but they go on the defense, not against Yah, but against the wicked one of this world, the one that wants to capture the minds and the hearts. So we will suffer his reproach. And to learn the fellowship of his suffering, many people cannot, and I've seen it, cannot endure the pain. They try to suffer on their own merits, suffer on their own strength, when the one who gave himself for us suffered. And because he suffered, because he was the first fruits, he had a way of escape. He can therefore say there is now no more excuse. The suffering, being tempted in all points, yet without sin, a sinless body on this earth for the years that it was appointed. And to put that sinless body and nail it on a tree. And then love would compel to put all the sins, iniquities, and transgressions of those that had been given him through the very last one, from beginning, from the Alpha to the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, till that last one was put upon that body. And then that body was slain. And with that body being slain, all that was slayed with it was the sin, iniquity, and transgression died. It must be therefore he got to descend first. Lead captivity captive. All this suffering. Because of the great love that he had for us. So where is our great love in return? We can't generate love of our own self, but there is a greater one in us that can generate more love past our understanding if we stay in the calling. You want to be chosen? Endure hardness as a good soldier. Go without the camp, bearing his reproach. Why? This for here. Here, talking about this temporal present time. Have we no continuing city? But there's some in us that's seeking one to come, and we've been promised one to come. We have the promise of the Father in us, given by the promise of the Holy Spirit indwelling in us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For we have no continuing city. We have no continuing city. Let us go to, on that note, we're going to look at this for a little bit. 2 Corinthians 5. We'll start at verse 1. 2 Corinthians 5, starting at verse 1. For we know, there's only a certain we that does know. As we're continually in a calling, we hear the word. Come out of her, my people, that's a calling. Come ye out from among them, that is a calling. Every time the word is preached, flee this, flee that, put this down, put that down, calling, 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 calling you out of darkness into his marvelous light continually. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, or were dissolved, we have a building of Yah. A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Like I said, but we seek one to come. And because of this seeking one to come, for in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan. Why? Being burdened. We're going without the camp, suffering his reproach. Not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon. Why? That mortality, that nakedness, might be swallowed up of life. One thing that the children of Yah cleave to is life. We know that the Most High shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. He does not desire any of us to be found naked. Verse 5, now, he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is Yah, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit, a down payment of the Spirit, a taste of it. Therefore, we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the master. Why? We walk by faith, not by sight. And again, we are confident. How many of us walk day by day in confidence? When you get that drive-by thought, you still walking in confidence? You have an angry person right there before your face. Are you there in confidence? When you find yourself falling short of the glory of God, yeah, are you still there in confidence? Confidence in that you will make it right with Yah, that you will prostrate yourself before the Most High Yah. Acknowledge. Receive that blood. Receive that healing. Receive that atonement. Go to the advocate with confidence. We are confident, I say, and willing. Note that word willing. Confident and willing. Confident and willing. Rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the master. And wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, that we may be accepted of who? Him, not of ourselves. And we don't be trying to be accepted one of another. That's the one thing a lot of saints fall into the snare of. Trying to please one another. But the true children of Yah will please Yah. And in their pleasing Yah, then the other children of Yah will be pleased in that pleasing. It's always good to know that the joy of Yah is our strength. And he has no greater joy than to hear that his children walk in truth. So you walk in truth, your master, Yeshua, he's in joy. No greater joy. And because that joy is there from our master, his joy is our strength. So if he's without the camp, if he's without the gate, be there with him. Be gathered with him through thick and thin. This is the covenant. A blood covenant. Not a flesh covenant. Too many people enter into this under a fleshly understanding. Many walk even today still not circumcised. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. Why? For we, it's only a certain group of people, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So this continuing city that we are desiring to come, are we preparing our hearts and our minds to enter into that place? The place is ready. Are you ready for the place? Many are called, but few are chosen. Philippians 3:20. And it says, for our, oh, there we go, a certain group of people, our children of Yah. Conversation is where? In heaven. From whence also we look for the Savior and the Master, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Again in Hebrews. backtracking a little bit. Chapter 11, I think it is. Let me see, verse. Talking about Abraham, verse 10. Hebrews 11, verse 10. For he, Abraham, looked for a city which has foundations, who builder and maker is Yahweh. Way back then, Abraham knew, they call him the father of faith, that he had no continuing city. And because he had that established, that his place was not here on earth, that he has passed, somehow he knew that he has passed from death to life, that this world was not his home, that in, when he passes on in this temporal life, that he will go on to the city. And he kept that faith all the way to the point where Yah called him home. But he still looked for it while he was yet alive. There was still that calling of looking for that city. We, the people of Yah, are always looking for the smile of our Master and our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. We don't see it naturally, but there's something going on within our spirit, knowing when we have pleased the Most High Yah, when we have pleased the Son, and then the Spirit speaks to our spirit all things that he has heard of him. It is a place of one that many have not gotten to. It is a realm of one that many cannot understand. A look at the mighty Elohim with three fingers. And not looking at the word of faith, which said it is one. And a lot of people struggle with this one. And you see many times they separate themselves with doctrines. They don't have the same mindset of the one. The same doctrines of the one. They don't walk like the one. They have not yet come to the understanding of the one. They're too much resolved and absorbed in themselves, the only one that they see. They still suffer their reproach. For he looked for, Abraham looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is Yah. And it goes on later, I think, in the same chapter here at verse 16. But now they desire, people of Yah, a better country. And oh yes, we desire a better place in this world, because it's evidently set before our eyes that this thing is not continuing. But now they desire a country that is a heavenly. Wherefore, Yah is not ashamed to be called their Elohim, for he has prepared for them a city. Again, over in 12, and I think it's through 22. But it says, but you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living Elohim, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Oh, wow, that is beautiful. That is awesome sauce. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me go back a little bit in the Psalms here. I think it's Psalm 48. Let's look at that. Let's look at that. Let's look at that. All right. Psalm 48, verse 1. Beautiful song, though. It says, great is Yahweh, greatly to be praised, in the city of our Yah, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. So which the city are you desiring? Yah, won't you desire that city where he is? Why, he tell you, come out of her, my people. Come out from among them. As you hear this calling, rejoice and be glad. It should let you know that you are not of them. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then I think go on in verse 8, I think it is. As we have heard, so have we seen a city in the city of the Master of Hosts, in the city of our Elohim. Yah will establish it forever. Selah. Selah, Selah, Selah. And I'm going to jump back over here in 2 Corinthians. All right. Chapter 4, I think it is. Yes. Verse 17 says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, our light affliction. Everything that we're experiencing in this life, it's being called a light affliction. As we're going without the gate, suffering his reproach, knowing that he was the first fruit to suffer it first. And now that he has gained strength through the suffering, he has passed on that strength for us to endure the suffering as well. Oh, what great fellowship. Oh, what great love. Oh, what great community it is with our Master and Savior. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. And I know as the years start chalking up in my life, I can give testimony that, boy, this thing is fleeting. I always call it sand in the hand, time itself. Just many of us can give testimony to the same thing. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, what does it do? Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Why? Because while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, because it's about the things which are seen that tend to distract us and to dishevel us and to shipwreck us. As the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So we have a city that is coming. We've heard about it. We know within our hearts. We have not grasped it. We not tasted. We not beheld it with our eyes. But we know it's eternal. We have tasted too much of the temporal, and we have too much witness of this temporal that it is not remaining. It's not continuing. So the children of Yah, knowing that we should not be putting roots in this earth, our roots should be planted by a stream, a current of living water. We We know who the water of life is. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, saints, I don't know what's going on with this board here, but I am.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Let us comfort one another with these words. The King is coming. So let us go therefore unto him without the count, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. And by him, by Yeshua HaMashiach, therefore let us offer all this as we're closing the book of Hebrews. And by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to YAH continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Oh, bless you, Most High. Glory to your holy name. You have supplied all of our needs according to your riches and glory. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. You are the King of kings, Master of masters, first and the last. Beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Yes, without you, we can do nothing. Yeah, we say this from the depths of our being, from our heart, from what the Spirit of YAH has fellowshipped within us. We give testimony to that because we seek of one to come, and we know who's in that city. So the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Why? Because we want to do good and to communicate. We forget not. We communicate Yeshua HaMashiach all the time because the love we have one for another. Our love will cover a multitude of sins. We will warn the wicked man of his wicked doings. And in that, there will be no blood on our hands. We will warn a brother or a sister when they're in transgression. Because we will go without the gate, go without the camp. We will enter into the suffering of loving one another, of delivering one another, of healing and praying for one another, as Yeshua HaMashiach did when he was impaled on the tree, nailed to a tree. But many of us don't want to be nailed daily. We don't want these feet that are swift to spread mischief, nailed to a tree. Crafty hands nailed to a tree. Many of us would only want the tongue nailed to the tree. We don't even want to taste the bitter vinegar that is raised up while we're yet on the tree. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, Yah is well pleased. Obey. Oh, here we go. For with such sacrifices, Yah is well pleased. Obey. Obey. I don't want to suffer this obedience thing. It was obedience that put Messiah on the tree. It was obedience of the Messiah, was tempted in all points as we was, yet without sin. And it put that body on the tree and drawed all sin to that body and slew that body. When that body died, the sin, iniquity, and transgression, that blood did its work. When love was bleeding, it was covering, it was sanctifying, it was setting apart every drop, every drip. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Now, I don't know if I want to do that. I can't cut with it, and I can't suffer that. I can't suffer my brother looking at me the long way, and he's over here talking about me like this and talking about me like that. I don't know if I can do this because I have no self-worth. It's all about me. What about him? You're going to suffer your damn reproach all the days of your life and die a gruesome, painful death. You don't want to be like Jacob to get up in the bed and pull your feet up into the bed and then go to sleep and be gathered to your people. That Hasatan has rewritten suffering. He's got the whole world out there suffering as he suffers. We have a master and a savior who suffered so that we don't have to suffer the sufferings of this temporal world. We will suffer for a little time so that we can enter into, we get ourselves ready to enter into a city. We're getting this mind out of the temporal into the eternal. We're putting on a kingdom mind. We're putting on Yah's mind, and he is faithful and just to allow us entrance into this grace, to have his mind, to have his heart, to have his hurts, and to have his pains. But in all that suffering, we're still loving. But obey them that have the rule of you. And many people will love to have that boss out there that's paying them a paycheck to rule over them. But no, we're not listening to that Pastor Dow. We're not listening to Pastor Corey. We're not listening to the elders, the teachers. And I know more. Yeah, you know you, but you don't know him. You suffering for your own damn self. You suffer for your sin. You suffer for your iniquity. You suffer for your transgression. You bite and devour one another and pit one another because that's suffering. But the word says, obey them that have the rule. Rule? Rule? No, 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 no. Can't live by rules. You know, Hasatan, when Lucifer was in heaven, he couldn't stay within the rules. Couldn't stay within a king's dominion. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit, 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 prostrate yourselves. Why? Because Yah set them in order to watch for your mind, your will, your emotions. And the word that is preached, it has been experienced. It has been lived. It is a living word. It is not a dead word that the preachers out there speak. That only give people enough life to reach into their pocket and pull out a buck and put it in an offering plate. And then they're off to McDonald's and they're off to Hardee's and they're off to the restaurants to fill their bellies. When they should have been filling their spirit, but there's nothing there out there. Nothing continuing out there. There's no continuing word out there. No eternal word. They go out there to get a temporal feast. Get out there to graze on weeds. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy. And as always, joy in real life is real, true joy. Eternal joy cannot be ripped or stole from you. Temporal joy can. But Yah's joy, Yeshua's joy, once you grasp that and you cleave to that, nothing's going to take you from that. It's going to have you thirsting for more. There's no greater joy than the Most High here that his children walk in truth. His joy is our strength. That they may do it with joy, not with grief. Because if it happens in grief, you're grieving the ones appointed. You're grieving the appointer. Because they'll be unprofitable for you. Again, pray for us. And we trust, I trust that I have a good conscience. Pastor Dow trusts that he has a good conscience. Pastor Corey, Elder Mitchell, Elder Becker, Deacon Bell, Deacon Josh. We trust we have a good conscience in all things. Willing, we are willing. Yah gives us that willing to live honestly. And I beseech you, but rather to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. Now it says, now the Elohim of peace that brought again from the dead our Savior Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, is going to make you perfect in every good work. We're doing all good works. As we're going without the camp, we're suffering one another. Good work to do his will, not your will, his will. Working, it's working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. How? Through Jesus Christ. It's not our own. Without him, we can do nothing. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Again, brethren, I beseech you to suffer the word of exhortation. Build one another up. Edify one another. Suffering. Good suffering. Good suffering. For I have written a letter unto you in a few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom, if he comes shortly, I will see you. Salute all them that have the rule over you, and all saints, they of Italy salute you. And the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is as grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of Yah bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. Grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Elohim, the word of Yah, stands forever. For our days are as a shadow, like a shadow that declineth. We wither like grass. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. For all flesh is as grass. And all the glory of the man as the flower of grass. Grass withereth, flower thereof falleth away. But the word of Yah endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Grace be with you all. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen.